Welcome to Class 2 of the Elevated Existence Jumpstart Package, Enhancing Intuition and Uncovering Signs from the Universe.
Hi everyone, it's Tammy Mastroberti, founder of Elevated Existence, and welcome in to class number 2 in this Elevated Jumpstart Package. This class is all about enhancing and waking up and improving our intuition and waking up to the signs and synchronicities being sent to us all the time from the universe, our guides, our angels, and our loved ones who have passed on. I believe that we all made the decision to come to this physical plane, this physical world that we are now living in. And I do believe we make the decision to incarnate into a human body. And that we knew full well that there would be guidance and assistance always available to us. We knew that we had the power to create our reality, and we may have even been excited about the adventures awaiting us in this life. But then we were born. We were still connected, as you see, many infants and children are still very connected and very aware. When we first started out, we still knew who we were. We still knew our connection to the other side. But as we grew up and we learned from our very well-meaning parents, the environment, our society, we suffered a sort of amnesia to much of this truth. We forgot who we really are, where we came from, and the power that we possess. In this class, I want to help you awaken that power. I want to help you reconnect to the knowing within you, to your higher self, your guides, your angels, and loved ones on the other side who have crossed over before you. You may have heard people refer to intuition as kind of like a GPS, and it really is. It's here to help navigate you, to help you move in the direction toward your highest good, to help you make decisions, to help you avoid mistakes. It's really our guidance system, and we all have it. We just may not be consciously using it, or maybe not using it as much as we could. So, for example, have you ever thought of someone and then all of a sudden they call you? Have you ever read someone's mind where they ask you for something and you say, oh, I knew you were going to ask me for that? Have you ever had a feeling that you should do or say something, but then you don't? And then after something happens, you think, oh, I had a feeling I should have done that, but I didn't listen to myself. Have you ever decided last minute to take maybe a different road to work, and then you realize there was a big accident on your regular route and it would have held you up for hours? That is your guidance. That is your intuition. Now imagine if you could consciously utilize that, if you could tap into that at any time. Your intuition is truly like a muscle just waiting to be trained. It's there in the background all the time, but it's just not that strong for some of us. Take it to the gym on a regular basis and exercise it. And wow, it suddenly springs to life. But we all have it. We are already tapped in. We're all tapped into it. But we may not be turned in or tuned in. I remember when I first interviewed medium and teacher James Van Praagh years ago for a cover story for Elevated Existence magazine. And he told me being psychic or a medium is something that we all have the ability to do. Some of us are just more tuned into that gift than others, and for some it comes very easily. The example he gave is someone who maybe just sits down at a piano and can just play versus someone who has to work at it a little bit. But they can both play the piano. In the last class, I shared with you how to tune into your spirit or source through the power of retreat, through meditation and mindfulness. And I explained it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it's through this connection to source, to spirit, that our awareness opens up and we begin to become more tuned in to our own intuition and the voice of our higher self. We begin to open up our awareness, and suddenly we start to recognize the signs and synchronicities that are being sent to us from the universe, from our guides and angels, and of course from loved ones who have passed on. They communicate with us all the time, but most of the time we're just not aware of it. We are not tuned in or turned on to their messages. They're still there. They're still happening all around us. We are just not recognizing them and we're not aware of them. Our guides, our angels, the universe, they are guiding us all the time. They are helping us navigate this life. They are rerouting us when we head the wrong way. They are waking us up to things that can help us that maybe not even are on our radar yet. But we need to train ourselves to open up and become aware of these communications. Signs and synchronicities are truly gifts from the universe, and we are all entitled to them. Again, I believe we all had these tools available to us prior to being born into a physical body, and we knew we had these tools. That was part of the reason we thought this was going to be this amazing adventure. And it is an amazing adventure, but we just forgot. So now it's time to remember. So let's talk about enhancing and waking up our intuition. The number one way to start tuning in, opening your awareness, and connecting to your higher self and intuition is to get quiet. That is why the first class that I taught was on retreat in this package, or meditation, even mindfulness. It's the space between our constant thoughts and worry that the universe speaks to us. And only when we get quiet and we quiet down that voice in our heads that's constantly screaming thoughts of fear, worry, judgment, and more. Often people refer to that as kind of the voice of our ego. Only when we quiet down that voice can we actually hear the voice of spirit. Popular teachers on this subject, including Sonia Choquette, James Van Prague, who I mentioned, Gabrielle Bernstein, they all talk about the importance of meditation. You cannot get around it. If you are really ready to open up your intuitive side and tap into this guidance, then you have to make the commitment to get quiet, to slow down, and to listen. Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote a book years ago called Getting in the Gap. And what he means by the gap is that space between our thoughts where spirit speaks. Now, you can go back to the first course in this Jumpstart package where I talked about meditation and mindfulness, but I want you to know that you can start slow. You can start with 5 minutes a day following your breath or repeating a mantra and then build on that over time. In her book that I interviewed her on, Sonia Choquette, it's called Your Three Best Superpowers, Meditation, Imagination, and Intuition. She recommends making a 40-day commitment to meditation as the first step to begin opening up your intuitive voice. Start slow and continue to build each day until maybe you're getting about 20 minutes in. And if you need to break that up into 5-minute time slots, that is fine. But just start. It is the key to raising your vibration in order to connect with spirit, your intuition, communication from loved ones. You have to raise your vibration. In this physical world, our vibration is constantly being assaulted, and we have to really work to keep it up and to keep it higher. That is why strengthening that connection to spirit and raising our vibration is so important. Another tool we all have readily available to us is our breath. When we close our eyes and take a conscious breath, we are connecting to spirit. You see, when we get stressed or we're in fear mode, if you've ever noticed, your breath kind of constricts now. We start breathing more shallow. Sometimes we're even holding our breath without realizing it. But stopping and taking that conscious, deep breath plugs you right back in. It raises you right back up. If you're trying to make a decision or figure something out, take a minute, close your eyes, and take a few conscious breaths. Then start journaling or talking out loud and see if some of the information comes out. You'll see that maybe you'll be coming at a problem from a different place, a higher place, because breath and spirit are connected. That's how we connect and plug back in. So I want to share with you an exercise we're going to do right now. I actually learned this from Sonia Choquette herself. I studied with her a few years ago, and I took her Six Sensory Living Level 1 workshop. And the exercise can be used when we're trying to make a decision. It's sort of a way of emptying out all the fears of the ego and the mind, and then zooming in on the heart, which is really where our intuitive voice comes from. So let's do the exercise now. I want you to think of one problem that you have right now, or a decision that you're trying to make. Something that maybe you're worried about or you need a solution for. Maybe you're trying to decide between two things, like two job offers or two companies to hire for the remodel of your kitchen. Or maybe you have to move and you're worried about how your pets are going to handle the move. Maybe you are worried about your child starting a new school and you're not sure how he or she will adapt. So we're going to close our eyes and repeat, and this, we're not doing it yet, I just want to give you the directions, but what we're going to do is close our eyes and repeat, my head says, and then you're going to fill in the blank. And we're going to do this over and over to kind of empty out all those fears and the stuff floating around in our heads. Then we're going to take a minute and put our hand over our heart. We're going to take a few deep breaths and we'll say, my heart says, and then fill in the blank. Now, I want you to do this out loud. I want you to say, my head says, and answer it out loud. Because what I have noticed and what you will probably notice is there's often a difference in your voice when we switch from the head to the heart. So pay attention to that. You'll even feel in your body a difference when you're speaking. So, for example, maybe you are worried about your child starting kindergarten, and so you say, you know, my head says he's going to have a hard time, and my head says he isn't going to want me to leave him there, and my head says he struggled with preschool in the past, and my head says it's going to stress me out and keep me up at night, and my head says I wish there was something I could do to help him. Then you take the deep breath, you put your hand over your heart, and you say, and my heart says, and see what truly comes up. Often it's, he'll be fine, or, you know, the situation will work out. Sometimes you'll get something extremely surprising that comes out from it. So think of something right now that you want to figure out, that you need to make a decision on right now. And again, you can use this exercise over and over again as many times as you want to really kind of help you zoom in when you're trying to make a decision on something. So let's do the exercise now. Close your eyes. Relax your body a little bit. Drop your shoulders. Roll your neck a little. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly through your mouth. Take another deep breath in through the nose. And then let it out slowly through your mouth. Now repeat after me. My head says, and my head says, and my head says, and my head says, and my head says. Now take a deep breath in through your nose Let it out through your mouth and place your hand over your heart. And my heart says, now, did something come up for you? Did your body feel relaxed when you got that last answer? Did the voice or your whole demeanor change when we got to the heart? You can say my head says as many times as you want to get rid of everything going on and then switch to the heart with that breath. That is engaging your higher self and your true intuition. Another exercise that I want to do with you that was so powerful for me when I first used it in the past is called diving for gold. So when you feel that you don't know what to do next, or maybe you're confused on what your purpose is in this life, you can engage your intuition and your spirit through this exercise. And again, I learned this through Sonia Choquette. I'm going to walk you through this right now. And she recommends doing it in the shower in the morning, which actually water is very conductive when it comes to spirit or source. I know mediums who will keep a glass of water with them and drink it throughout a gallery that they're doing. So that's why so many people say solutions come to them when they're in the shower. You're just more open. But we're going to do it here, and then you can do it really anywhere, whenever you like, but definitely try it in the shower in the morning. So I'm going to walk you through this, and I want you to, again, kind of sit with your eyes closed. I want you to take a breath in, and while exhaling out, allow all the tension to release as you move from your head to your heart. I want you to put your hand over your heart again. And you're going to repeat after me and fill in the blank. Again, I want you to do this out loud. So let's take one more breath in. And then let it out with your hand over your heart. If I wasn't afraid, I would. Take another breath in. If I wasn't afraid, I would. Breathe in again. If I wasn't afraid, I would. 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 And then open your eyes. Whatever came up for you in this exercise is gold. It's unearthing these golden nuggets of truth that maybe you didn't even realize were there. I remember the first time I did this years ago. I was still working at a full-time job at a magazine in New York City. And I remember standing, and I think I was waiting for the train. And I said to myself, if I wasn't afraid, I would. And what came tumbling out was, I would quit my job. And I was shocked at that answer. Honestly, I remember thinking, what? Where did that come from? Who just said that? But you know what? I eventually did. And I remember thinking, my God, that's so true. I would just quit my job and start my own business and, you know, not be doing what I'm doing anymore. And that was many years ago. And, you know, here I am. I eventually did quit my job. I started Elevated Existence, and I am recording this for you right now. So you can do this exercise by yourself for about 3 minutes. We did it for maybe about a minute here. But you can just keep diving over and over and note what comes up. I want to give you a couple of other ways or other exercises that you can use to start engaging your intuition as well. But I just want to point out the importance of the breath. During all those exercises, you saw you were breathing in and you were asking the question, or you were doing some deep breathing before, you know, before moving from the head to the heart. And again, that is how you reconnect. So let's move on to a couple of fun exercises that you can do to start engaging and using your intuition a little bit more. One exercise that's a lot of fun, and I've played this with other people, I do it with myself, is to play really what's almost like a guessing game. So another way to do this is to, you basically what you're going to do is try to predict things. So if the phone rings, try and tune in for a second to see who it is before you look at the caller ID, or if you have one of those phones that announces the caller ID. If you're waiting for an elevator, try to tune in to which one is actually going to come first. If you hear something on TV and it's a multiple choice question, see if you can guess, you know, the correct answer. I did this once when I was listening and they were saying, oh, we asked people to vote on such and such. And, you know, here were the three options. And I thought to myself, I think it's this one. And then I turned out to be right. And I thought, this is such an awesome way to kind of open ourselves up. Maybe you're waiting for the doctor to come in and you want to guess what time the doctor is going to come in, or how long you're going to have to wait, or maybe something that's going to be said. If you have a friend who will practice with you, have them maybe draw something on a piece of paper and then hold it up and see if you can tune into what they drew. Or think of a number and see if you can guess that number that they're thinking. Maybe they can take just a picture from around the house or an item and hold it where you can't see what's on the other side of it. And sometimes you do this exercise and you'll get, you know, exactly what it is, or maybe you'll get some particular colors that are coming through. All of that is kind of engaging that intuitive muscle. Also, something I do often to engage my intuition and engage, you know, maybe my spirit guides or loved ones who have passed, is to write out or type out a question and then allow the answer to come through me. You can do this with a pen and paper, or you can even sit at a computer. I often sit at the computer and I'll have my eyes closed. I'll type out the question and I'll say, you know, I'm calling in my angels, my guides, my loved ones who have passed, all those in my soul community, only those of the highest vibration. And then I'll type out a question and then I'll just let the answer flow. Don't question it and don't think about it. Just allow it to kind of come through you and just let the words pour out on the page and let the words type out on the computer screen. Don't get too caught up in, well, is this really me or what's going on? And really, before you even start this exercise, you should also take a few kind of deep breaths, call in, you know, your elevated reinforcements that I just kind of did with the angels and guides, and then do it. I have been beyond surprised at what comes from this exercise. And I've even done it for family and friends maybe who need guidance on certain things and I just don't know what to tell them. I'll type a question and I'll call in their angels and guides and say, what do they most need to hear right now? Another exercise you can try is called psychometry. And this is actually really, really fun. So you're going to hold an object, and again, you're going to hopefully get somebody, you know, it could be a friend, it can be even your husband or wife, you can have them just give you an object maybe that you're not familiar with, and you hold onto the object in your hands, and then you tune in. So let's say your friend gives you a ring, and you hold that in your hands, you know, can you come up with who gave it to her? Maybe what the meaning behind that ring is. What anything that comes up. It could be words. It could be images of people. You could come up with, you know, that's connected to their mother or their grandmother. And just have fun with it. It really should always be fun. And it is fun. And the more you practice, the better you will get. Don't get caught up in, oh my gosh, what if I say something and it's wrong? Just be like, I'm going to have fun with this and I have no idea what's going to come up and I can be totally off, but I know that the more I practice, the more I'm going to get tuned into it. So those are just a couple of exercises that you can either do alone or, like I said, if you can get a friend or a significant other to help you with that, it's also very helpful and it's a lot of fun. So let's move on to working with guides and angels. One of the biggest mistakes I see that people often make when it comes to connecting with their guides and angels is they don't remember to ask for help, especially when you're in the moment. They forget that they have this amazing resource available. We all have guides, we have guardian angels, we have access to the archangels and more. And this includes our loved ones who have passed on. We really do have an entire community of what I call elevated reinforcements to help us find strength when we need it, choose peace and love over fear, accept what we can't change, find courage to change what we can, even decide which path to take. But we need to start calling on them for help often. And I'm going to share with you some options for this and how to start working with and connecting with them. Now, I start every day with my elevated reinforcements, and I call them in to help me with whatever it is that I might be facing that day, and to help me open up to their messages and their signs and synchronicities throughout the day. But I also turn to them and call on them in the moment when I'm faced with difficulty or I need help in any way. I actually called on them before I even started recording this for you. So many of you have heard that you have guides and you believe that you have guides, but you may not know exactly who they are or how to start working with them. The best advice I've ever received on this is from friend and somebody that you may have heard of if you've been following me for a while, psychic and intuitive Marilyn Aloria. She's actually an intuitive teacher. She teaches other people how to open up their psychic gifts. And she said that when we are first opening up to communicating with our guides, we can actually choose one to work with, one that resonates with us. And no, you don't have to have ever met this person or know anything about them or even know for sure if they're one of your specific guides. So let's say, for example, you resonate with Archangel Michael, who is really known for protection. You can choose him. If you grew up Catholic like I did and you resonate with Mother Mary, you can choose her. If you have always loved Dr. Wayne Dyer, who has passed on, you can even choose him. In fact, when I interviewed his daughters, Serena and Sage, a couple of years ago, they both shared that one of the messages that he brought through from the other side through a medium was that he wanted to make sure that other people knew they don't have to be family members to reach out to him, that he is there to help anybody who calls on him. So pick someone that you resonate with and start there. Start talking to them, asking them for signs and synchronicities, asking them for help on your path, taking a deep breath, asking for a question, writing out a question, and then waiting for the answer to come. So I want to give you some examples of people that you can maybe start working with if you really have no idea. So there's angels, there's ascended masters, there's so many different people you can choose from. So I want to start with Archangel Michael, who is known as the Angel of Protection and the leader in the angelic realm. He will assist in situations where you're afraid, confused, or concerned for your safety. He can also help you release fear and doubt and help you make changes or make life changes. He can even fix mechanical and electrical problems. And I will tell you, if I ever have an issue with anything electrical, especially computer or technology, I will call him in. Archangel Raphael is really, his name means God heals. And he is the one who helps with physical and emotional healing. He is also one to assist healers in their healing practices. So if you have a healing practice, he is a huge help there. He can also help with addictions, food cravings, injuries, and more. And he can even be called upon when traveling to ensure a safe journey. He often works actually in conjunction with Archangel Michael to clear fear and stress that may be affecting your health. Archangel Gabriel is the only female archangel, and she assists in all communication. She is the messenger angel and can help writers, teachers, and artists convey their messages, and she can help to overcome fear and procrastination in communication. She can also be called on for anything related to children, whether it's conception, pregnancy, childbirth, and parenting issues, and she's especially good to call on if you have sensitive children. Archangel Ariel can work with Raphael to actually heal injured animals. And for those of you who know the Catholic faith, St. Francis of Assisi is the patron saint of animals. And by the way, whether you are Catholic or not, you can still call on these spirits to assist you, because on the other side, there is no man-made religion. There are only these entities. And I remember years ago going to George Anderson, who was the medium that I went to after my mother died suddenly of a brain aneurysm in 1999. And I remember him saying that depending on what the religion or the background is of the people he was reading, different entities would show themselves. But he realized they're really all kind of the same energy showing themselves as these familiar entities. So another example is Ganesh. He's known as the elephant head, and he's from the Hindu religion. And he's really known as the remover of obstacles. So if you have an obstacle and you seem to have one obstacle after another, maybe on a project you're working on or something that you're trying to do, maybe you're trying to move or you're trying to buy a house, and you all these obstacles keep showing up on your path, he would be the one to call on for that. And it doesn't matter, again, if he's from your religion or not. Another Hindu god example is Lakshmi. And she is known as the goddess of wealth, health, fortune, and prosperity. And as I'm going through this, if any of these seem to resonate with you, this is someone that you can choose to start working with. Or, again, you can choose to call in at any time you need help with one of these particular areas. Another archangel is Chamuel. And this archangel can help to find the strength for you to face adversity when you feel like you have nothing left. Can even help with items that are lost, and can also help you find your life purpose, find love, find a new relationship, a new job, supportive friendships, or solutions to problems. He also helps to heal anxiety, bring peace, repair relationships, and misunderstandings. And there are people, by the way, who have lived and are now passed on who specialize in things that we can call on. So again, you don't have to have known these people to call on them. So for example, if you're a business owner or maybe you're an inventor, call on Benjamin Franklin or Albert Einstein. There's no reason why we can't call on these people or work with these people. Another one is an ascended master known as Saint Germain. He is not a Catholic saint, but actually he's a count from the French region, and he was known for performing miracles and turning lead into gold, and he can help us move beyond social limitations to connect with the right people for the highest good. One of his tools that he used is called the Violet Flame. Any of you who do Reiki are probably familiar with Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. And this flame is known to transmute or change negative energy into positive energy or darkness into light. And it actually works by changing vibrations. So Saint Germain can transmute or change your negative thoughts and feelings. All you need to do for him is just say, Saint Germain, I need your help. And then start talking. He helps with courage, direction, life purpose, miraculous manifestations, perseverance, psychic protection, space clearing. So if you're not sure, again, who your guides are, pick one that resonates with you and start working with them. Now I want to move on to one of my favorite topics that I teach on a lot. And it's about recognizing the signs and synchronicities our guides, angels, loved ones on the other side use to communicate back to us. Because it's easy to start communicating to our guides, but what about getting their answers? What about hearing back from them? What about knowing which direction to go? So signs and synchronicity are often the way that the universe directs us. It awakens us to solutions to our problems. It lets us know we're not alone. It reroutes us when we're heading in the completely wrong direction. And there's that two-way communication. It's always happening, again, but we might not be recognizing it. And we think, you know, we're not getting answers. We're not hearing back from our guides. We're not hearing from our loved ones. The signs are there, but it's about opening up your awareness. And one of the fastest ways to start tuning in to signs, whether it be from a guide or an angel that you choose to work with, or someone who has passed on. The best way, and I call this almost like a jumpstart your ability to receive signs, is to actually assign them a sign. So let's say you chose, you know, whether it's a loved one or whether it's one of the guides that I just mentioned or a guide that you know you have and you want to start working with them and you want to start communicating with them. What if you assigned them a sign to use? Now, I was actually doing this without realizing it, and I interviewed medium and author Rebecca Rosen. And in one of her books, she actually shared how her husband's birthday was December 12th. So he multiplied 12-12 and came up with the number 144. And he assigned that sign to his loved ones, his guides, to use when they wanted to get his attention. So now every time he sees it, maybe on a receipt where he paid $1.44, or when he looks at the clock and it's 144, or any other time that that number comes up for him, he takes it as a sign. Well, I realized that in talking to her, I was kind of inadvertently doing this, because when I would get a sign from my mother, who again passed, it was 3 days after Christmas in 1999, and it was sudden. I was 22 years old at the time, and she had a brain aneurysm, and there was no closure and there was no goodbye. But I would get a sign, maybe a song on the radio that reminded me of her, or her birth date would show up somewhere. I remember one time I just stepped on the cordless phone that had fallen on the floor, and when I picked it up, it had dialed her birthday. So I would just take these signs. Maybe sometimes I would hear her name on TV and I would say, "Hi, Mom." I just would accept that it was a sign from her. And I believe she was taking what I was accepting and then using it again and again because I recognized it. So why not just kind of jumpstart this process or fast forward this process and give your loved ones or your guides a sign to use? So pick a sign now while we're here and we're doing this class. So you can pick your birthday, or if it's a loved one that you want to communicate with, you can pick something that was meaningful to them. So my mother loved the color orange. She loved tulips. She loved Tweety Bird. Maybe you yourself love butterflies and you want your guides to use that to communicate with you. So an example of how this would show up is, you know, you're looking at houses to move into and you walk into a house and you immediately feel like you like the house and everything looks good. And then you walk into the kitchen and there's butterfly wallpaper. That is a sign from your guides. My mother uses a number of things that I find kind of repeatedly over and over again. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there's not other signs coming, and I teach whole classes on just signs and synchronicity. But the way for you to kind of start tuning in is to pick a sign. So pick a sign right now, and we're going to do a short prayer together that will let your loved ones and guides know that this is the sign that you want them to use to communicate with you and to get your attention. And I've taught this to so many people, and I've gotten amazing feedback on the first day that people did this. They got, you know, three signs from a loved one who had passed in one day. So, and again, you can use this with your guides, your angels, the universe in general, any way that, you need a sign or to get information or to know that they're around. So let's close your eyes. Again, put your hand over your heart. And I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Dear universe, I call in my angels, guides, and loved ones who have passed, only those of the highest of vibration. And now take a minute to add the name of the loved one or the guide that you'd like to communicate with. I know you are communicating with me all the time, and I would like to make it easier for you and for me. I would like to use this particular sign of, and fill in the blank, to let me know that you are around, to alert me to something that I might need to know, or in any other way that you can think of to use it. I promise I will accept the sign when I see it from now on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. That's it. They are now armed with the knowledge, so you can keep your eyes peeled for the sign that you chose. In doing that prayer together, not only did we alert our guides and our loved ones that we are ready to be open and to communicate, but you set your own intention to accept the signs. And setting into the intention is always the first step to opening up to signs and synchronicity. One of the things I teach people who want to start opening up to these kind of gifts that I call them from the universe is to set their intention and call in their elevated help every day. I actually do a morning prayer. I've shared it with thousands of people who have seen amazing results and fast results from using this prayer. And the power of intention, Wayne Dyer again wrote an entire book about it. And he talked about how when we set our intention and focus our attention on something, dormant forces awaken to conspire with us to bring it about. It's so powerful. And so much of what I teach always starts with kind of setting that intention. And of course, calling in your guides for help. So I have this basic prayer that I use every morning and after my meditation, and I have some people who do this, you know, they'll say the prayer, they'll record it and listen to it. I've actually recorded it as a meditation in the past for people, and you can say it before you even get out of bed in the morning. I say it after my meditation, and I use this as my time to connect with spirit, to open myself up, to ask for their assistance to help me recognize what they send to me, and to put in any other intentions where I might need help during that day. So let's do this again together. You can repeat it after me. We're going to set our intention here, and then you can listen to this or you can say some form of this yourself every day and watch how you start seeing more signs and synchronicities happen to you, even above and beyond the sign that you've chosen to kind of jumpstart. So let's say the prayer together. Dear God or Spirit, I surround myself with your beautiful golden light as I call in my angels, guides, loved ones who have passed, and all those in my soul community. Only those of the highest of vibration to be with me today. Please open my ears, eyes, heart, and mind to all the signs and synchronicities that come my way today. And help me recognize and understand them when they arrive. Archangel Michael, please surround me with your protection and shield me from absorbing or taking on the energy of others I encounter today, and keep me in a place of love. Archangel Raphael, please continue to heal me so I return to a perfect state of health, and send me to those people, doctors, healers, or resources that can help me do so. Now, at this point is where you can add in any special intention or call attention to anything that you would like to ask for any extra help with today, something you're struggling with, a person you're struggling with, a decision you're trying to make. Do that now. Thank you in advance for all the help that you will provide me with today, for all you've done in the past, and for all you will do in the future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Namaste. This prayer is powerful, and if you say this every morning at some point, I promise you, I find my entire day is more smooth, things work out better for me. I feel more connected, and I know that I've not only set my intention to notice and open my awareness to everything around me and the signs and synchronicities coming and the answers to questions that I've asked, but I've also called in my elevated reinforcements to help me with anything that is going to happen to me that day. Once you set your intention to open yourself up to the communication from your guides, from your angels, from loved ones, from the universe or spirit, your next job is very simple. All you have to do is say yes. I want you to say yes to the signs when they come to you. So many times we discount them. We call them a coincidence. Oh, this strange thing happened to me. This weird thing happened to me. Or I was just looking for this thing and it popped up for me. Or, you know, I don't know. I was in a park and, you know, I saw these flowers that reminded me of my mother. And then I ran into somebody and it turns out their name was my mother's name. But I don't know if that's really a sign that I should take. You know, we call our friends. We ask them, what do you think? Do you think that was a sign? I don't know if I should take it as a sign. But when you are first starting out, I want you to say yes. I want you to say yes to what you get. Because there's some people that say, but Tammy, what if it wasn't a sign? Well, if for some reason you're struggling and you really are not sure and you just want clarification, you can always ask for another one and ask that the sign that they use will be a sign that you won't doubt. Or let's say you picked your sign, right? So let's say your sign was butterflies. And then something happened and you heard your grandmother's name, or you saw something that reminded you of your grandmother, but you weren't sure if that was them. You can say, use the sign of a butterfly to reinforce that this sign is actually something that is coming from you. I have done this many times in the beginning when I was first trying to figure all of this out and get used to all of this. I have asked for extra signs before. I have asked for clarification. They always come. But again, if you're starting with the assigned sign, that doubt won't creep in as much because you're kind of becoming more aware. You're already knowing this is the sign they're going to use. So when I see it, I'm going to accept it. And the good news is you're going to start training yourself to notice them. And when you start training yourself to notice the sign that you've chosen, the other signs that maybe you didn't assign that come to you will be recognized easier. Because the truth of the matter is there are no accidents or coincidences in this life. There are only events or circumstances where I believe we have just not uncovered the meaning for it yet. Everything in your life happens for a reason, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And I believe it's actually also happening for your highest good. Sometimes the universe will intervene in our lives in a way that maybe is not most comfortable for us, or maybe really causes us a lot of grief or causes us a lot of headaches, but it's often leading us somewhere that we need to be led. I recently interviewed the best-selling author, and she's known as Mama Glow, Lathan Thomas. And she shared with me that years ago, she had this beautiful apartment where she lived in New York, but she had this aching, like, reminder and this intuitive gut feeling that she really needed to move. She needed to move to a different part of New York City. But she loved her apartment, and it was so big, and it was spacious, and, you know, my gosh, it's going to be a lot of work to try and find a new apartment, so she didn't do it. And she kept having the nagging feeling that she should do it, and she didn't do it. And so eventually what happened, and by the way, it was right around Thanksgiving. I think she said it was like the day before. And her apartment building caught on fire. And she was forced to get out immediately. She was forced to go in and just pick a few things, you know, that she wanted to keep and then move, you know, move into a hotel or stay with friends or whatever until she was now on the hunt for a new apartment because the apartment building was burnt. And she said she just knew that the universe was like, okay, you're not moving, you're not moving, you're not moving, you need to move, we're going to make it happen. And so sometimes what happens in our life, we think it's just this miserable situation, or we think, you know, my gosh, this is a horrible, horrible situation. How could this have meaning? How could this, you know, be leading me somewhere? And often when you're in the moment, when you're in that moment of it happening, you cannot see why. You cannot even fathom why something like this would be happening to you. But usually it's looking back that you can discover this and you can start kind of connecting the dots and you start realizing how guided you actually are. And that's why, to me, synchronicity and signs are so important, specifically if you can start tracing back the synchronicities in your life and how one thing led you to the next. And I teach on this and I have exercises on this that help people to do so. And if you're part of our monthly membership, you know this is something that I talk about often. So moving on, the whole point of these signs and synchronicity and why it's one of my favorite topics is because it allows us to realize how guided we are. It allows us to tune in and to kind of tap in to that intuitive side. And the higher our vibration, the more we are able to tap into this intuitive side, the more we are able to recognize these signs and synchronicities that are coming to us. So again, I teach entire classes on it. But the other thing I want to tell you about briefly is, often people say to me, well, how do I even know if something was a sign or something happened synchronistically to me or if the universe was helping me in some way? And what I say is start paying attention and start noticing when you say phrases or you hear someone else say a phrase like, oh my gosh, the weirdest thing happened to me today. Or this was the craziest coincidence. So I was looking for this thing and I went into the store and I met this woman and there it was. And she was talking about exactly what I was looking for. Or I walked into the bookstore and there were all these books on the table and they were random books, but there was the one book I was looking for and it happened to be on sale. Or, you know, I can't believe it. This is my lucky day. This thing happened to me and it was so amazing. It was exactly what I needed. A lot of the time you'll hear like this is the weirdest thing. This is the weirdest thing. I have to tell you what happened to me. And so if you find yourself saying this or you find other people like the craziest coincidence, you know, came across my life today or the craziest thing happened, start paying attention to that because it's not crazy and it's not a coincidence. It is the universe. It is your guides. It is your angels. It is your higher self guiding you, directing you, and helping you. And often, like I said, sometimes rerouting us or forcing us to move forward towards something. So start noticing and start paying attention to that. And the other thing you can do is to start capturing them. So maybe keep a notebook next to your bed with it, like a journal. You can even do it on your phone. I like to, at the end of my day, kind of think back on my day and think, what are some of the things that happened that I thought were weird or coincidental or perfect timing? You know, perfect timing is always an example of the universe working on your behalf. And so you can look back and start paying attention. And like I said, you start seeing those dots. So when you start paying attention and you start recording some of these things that have happened, you can look back and start realizing, if this had not happened in my life, even though it was terrible at the time, would I have gotten to this place? Or, I got the same kind of sign, 3 weeks in a row. This is something I should be paying attention to. Because often if the universe is trying to wake you up to something, it's going to repeat. It's going to have repetitive things coming at you. So you'll see the same sign over and over and over again. I always give the example of, let's say everybody's talking about juice and green juice today, right, for health. I do it too. So let's say you're thinking about the fact that you should really start juicing. And you go into that Barnes & Noble store and there's a clearance rack of a whole bunch of books that are not of one subject. It's just a rummage of a bunch of different topics. And you find a book that's like 101 green juice recipes on sale. And you think, oh, that's so funny. I was just thinking about that. I'm going to get this book. And then you go home and you turn on the TV, and maybe it's even a week later. You're going through the TV channels. You haven't started juicing yet. And now you see the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead about this guy who completely changed his life with juicing. And you say, oh, that's right. I got that book. I really need to start doing that. And then maybe another week passes and now you're talking to a friend and she's like, oh, I just got this juicer and I'm just, I just started juicing and I feel amazing. And you were like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about starting to juice and, I got this book and I saw this thing and da, da, da. Well, that is the universe like throwing signs at you in a synchronistic way saying, juice, you need to start juicing. It's going to help you. It's going to be good for your health. It'll be good for your energy. You need to start doing it. So that's just an example. So when you start seeing these repetitions and these repetitive signs and synchronicities happening to you, you know it's something you need to wake up to. I hear from people all the time. Maybe they'll watch one of my videos on YouTube, or if they're on the Facebook group or on my Facebook page, they'll say, oh, this is like the second time I've heard about this topic this week. I really need to look into this. And I always say, yes. If you're seeing it over and over again, 150%, you need to start paying attention to it. Because often the universe will keep coming at you and coming at you. And the fact that you're even noticing that it's repeating in your life means that your awareness is opening up. So I hope that you've enjoyed all of this. And I hope that some of these exercises that we went through here, as well as, some of the things that I shared with you that you can start doing on your own, will help you engage and open up your intuition. And to me, signs and synchronicity are part of that, because that's how the universe communicates back with us. That's how our guides and our angels communicate back with us. And the more that we open up our own intuition, the more that we work on that muscle and building that muscle and improving that muscle, the more that we will start receiving these communications back. So I hope you enjoyed all of this. I hope some of the experiences I walked you through help you to start uncovering some of these things for yourself and will start you on your journey to communicating with your guides, with spirit, and with loved ones who have passed, because I promise you they're just waiting for you to connect. Please be sure to share any experiences or aha moments or even questions that you might have on this topic in our Facebook community. And I will be there. I will try and answer whatever I can. And until next time, I do promise you that if you keep your elevating yourself, you will feel better and better and more connected. And your entire life will start flowing with more ease. I will see you next time.